with Max Shikanjansky, Stillwater, Minnesota. First of all, how much fun did you have last week getting your first shot at getting on the field and having the success that you had?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, can't ask for much better, right? I mean, first time going in, no better way to start it, too. I mean, with all those guys out there scoring a bunch of points. I mean, you know, you practice, you prepare all week long, but you never know when the opportunity will come. And it was a ton of fun, you know, throwing the ball around, just being able to run the offense, score some points, you know, have the coaches be able to trust you to go out there and do that. It's an honor, and yeah, it was a ton of fun. I mean, I haven't played a snap since high school, so it was pretty sweet. It was very fun.
Now, you've taken, of course, a ton of snaps in practice, but games are different. So how different was it the first couple of snaps you took? Did it come back to you pretty quickly, game speed?
It did, yeah, no doubt. I mean, you practice like you're in a game all the time, and you know, going against our defense, that's amazing. You know, they get you ready, and the speed that we practice in, that Coach Fleck does an amazing job with, it prepares you for the game. And obviously nothing's like the actual game. You're a quarterback, you don't get hit in practice, right? You're always, and that's the thing in game, that's the biggest difference is, you know, you can get hit, but, you know, you're not really thinking that, you're just thinking execute the offense. So, you know, practice prepares you well, but nothing's like the actual game, you know, it's a lot faster, you know, you just playing football, right, at the end of the day.
Touchdown running and a touchdown scoring. Let's talk about the throw first on the score. Walk me through the play and what you saw, and obviously it was a fun play, I'm sure.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, I wasn't expecting to score when he called it, but you know, it was great executed by the blocks downfield by our offensive lineman as well as our wide receiver. I think it was Javon blocking in there, but yeah, I mean it was a good first play to run because, I mean, it's an easy completion. And then, I mean, obviously, Femme took it to the house for 25 yards, something like that. So it was pretty awesome. It was pretty cool to see the whole offense get together and score like that. So, yeah.
And while it might have been an easy throw, there is some misdirection to it. So you have to, you know, angle some play fake and make sure you carry that early look that, like, it's going to the right and then the play ends up going to the left.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, we practice it a lot, so it kind of comes secondhand. So you just got to put it right on him. You know, you can't lead him too much. You can't make him dive for the ball and whatnot, got to keep him up. So the amount of times we practice that, which coaches have done an amazing job with that, with all the throws that we make, but especially that one. I mean, it's hard to miss. You know, you can't miss it, but you're not really thinking that. You're just thinking, get the ball to running back in space and let him go to work.
Now your keeper, talk about that one.
Yeah, I mean, it was a read, but, you know, it was kind of – I was like, hopefully, maybe I'll get this read, right? When he called it, we were in the shotgun, and I was – looking at that guy at the end, and once he bent down, you know, I pulled it and ran. And I was telling my teammates, I was telling Drake on the sideline, or not on the sideline, but I was telling Drake earlier in the week that I was like, I got to get that first hit out the way. Yeah. You know, once you get hit, then everything starts rolling. You haven't been hit in a while. So, you know, no one says getting hit feels good, but that one felt good just because it gets the blood flowing. You know, you're excited. I was excited to get hit just because, you know, it's been a while since I've gotten hit. But, yeah, it was just – typical run play, and I saw that guy bend down, and I know my rules, so yeah, I mean, scored. It was pretty sweet. So.
Yeah, and everybody celebrates a touchdown, and the Gophers celebrate touchdowns, celebrate as a team, but I thought it was pretty cool. I mean, there were, you know, I think you got a high five from just about everybody up and down that sideline.
Yeah, it's awesome the support that everyone does, or everyone has on the sidelines, you know, from coaches to players. You're going over to the player phone after and you're talking to the coaches and they're just supporting you with everything you do. You know, it calms you down so much because, you know, everyone has your back no matter what happens. But, you know, running off the sideline, everyone's so excited for you. It's a pretty cool feeling that everyone has your back no matter offense, defense. I mean, everyone's watching. They want you to succeed. They want you to score points. So at the end of the day, going to the sideline and seeing all those guys like that, everyone, I mean, it's pretty awesome to be a part of a team like that.
How much does that help you now, too, to have a little success? You see a couple of bullets flying. You know what's going on now for later in the year, if and when your number's called again.
Yeah, I mean, it helps a lot. You know, Drake's helped me a ton with preparation, just the way he works, the way Max worked last year. You know, it helps me a ton, and it helps in practice, too. You know, you get a little more confidence knowing you can do it. You've done it. So, you know, you just at the end of the day, you stick to your basic rules. You play football, I mean, it's just, yeah, you're just playing football at the end of the day. I mean, you get some confidence from it. It definitely helps, but at the end of the day, you go back to work, you do the same thing you do over and over with preparation, and it just comes secondhand at that point.
Of course, there's competition at quarterback. Max, I think most thought that he was going to get the starting position. So then it's a fight for the number two spot. You win the job. Take me through that battle. And I know PJ always talks about the idea that it's working with, not against. But when you found out, yes, you're going to be the number two guy. You're the next guy in line, and all the all the work you put into it. What did that feel like?
Yeah, I just felt like all the work ended up paying off. And obviously there's still a ton more work to do. Like Coach says, never breathe or never exhale. And I think I took that to heart. I mean, you can, especially at the quarterback position, you can never feel comfortable. There's always something else new. There's always something new coming. There's always a new blitz that you got to see, a new coverage. So I think that was one of the biggest things. My preparation in the summer, I think, really propelled me into fall camp. And being a walk-on to start, I never took that to heart. Not many walk-ons get a ton of opportunities, but I appreciate the coaches for giving me that opportunity. And once fall camp started, it was up and down. I mean, I can't tell you it was easy, the way all that, the whole preparation went. It was tough. There was ups and downs. There was days you felt like, I mean, you're for sure the two, I feel good, and then the next day it's you're not. And that's what comes with being a quarterback. That's the hard thing. And it's hard because our whole quarterback room is so close. We're all friends. We're all golfing together. We're all going to eat together. But it was super fun to compete with those guys. And you're still competing every day. You're still seeing, what can you do? You're competing with each other. But, at the end of the day, you do what you can to get that job. And it felt good, but you're not satisfied with it. And I believe all that summer preparation, taking those things seriously without the coaches on the field, helping us, that was one of the biggest things that I believe helped me.
Of course, you're a legacy golfer. Your dad's well known as a former basketball player here, Jim Schickenjansky. And I know we interviewed him last year, and we've interviewed him many times over the years, but last year at halftime of one of the football games, and he was, or at one of the basketball games, I should say, and he was so proud of watching you work and that you're wearing maroon and gold. So what did that also mean? I'm sure he was pretty proud. The family was pretty proud. You guys have been through some stuff now, obviously, here in the last little while. What was the whole day like to share it with those loved ones?
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. The only thing that was going through my head before the game was my mom. And for those people who don't know, she passed away. But, at the end of the day, I'm doing it for my teammates. I'm doing it for my coaches. But, my mom, obviously, my dad, they hold a super special place in my heart. So that was one of the biggest things for me. The biggest thing was seeing, it's kind of hard to explain, seeing the ball going to the end zone for the first time. You want that feeling, you look up in the sky and your mom's watching, the best seat in the house. So that was, it's been very tough, but it's unreal the support I've had with my coaches, with my teammates, my friends. It's pretty cool.
She was there with you, right?
Yeah, exactly. And see my dad after. I know he was crying a little bit, but it was all happy tears. It's pretty surreal. It was awesome to see my family. I had a bunch of aunts there as well, bunch of friends too. So, but see my dad, see my sister after the game. It was pretty awesome. They were super happy for me. A lot of people just. It was cool to see. It was cool to see my dad. It was cool to see them. So it felt pretty surreal.
It was fun to watch from the radio booth, I can tell you that. And, we were thinking about that whole process. So it was fun to see you get in the end zone. We were thinking that might have been your first thought. And as you mentioned, it was your thought before you even got on the field. So that was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a big thought. The chance that you're able to go in the game and finally, I was just thinking, going from last year, not in a position to play, and then at the end of the season, my mom passes away, and give all glory to God. Put myself in the position to play this year, and then it happens nine months after she passed away. It was pretty cool to happen.
Keep up the good work, man.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it a ton.
All right, there he is, Max Schickenjansky, Stillwater, Minnesota.